Praise 100.9, 92.7. It's a wonderful Wednesday. I'm Melanie. You're hanging out with me, and lots of stuff going on in the area. And I was sharing with you that the Prophetic Breakthrough Conference is coming to Sanford, and what an amazing, amazing lineup. Great speakers, preachers, and among them is Prophet Brian Carton, who I have on the phone with me. How you doing, Prophet?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, for those of you that don't know, Prophet Carton hails from Jacksonville, and well, he kind of stays in the area quite a bit. Prophet, you kind of dip in the Carolinas a whole lot.
Yeah, they won't let me go home.
Well, so you're going to be in Sanford for this Prophetic Breakthrough Conference, and amongst the people speaking, Bishop Eric McDaniel, Bishop Joseph Hargo, Prophet Manasseh Jordan, and my friend Dr. Jamal Bryant. Prophet, what's the Lord saying to us in 2014?
I believe 2014 is going to be a phenomenal year. Very fertile, very productive, very fulfilling. But two things we got to make sure: that we keep ourselves in a spirit of prayer, and that we do not be possessed or taken over by a slowful, procrastinating, non-productive spirit. As much as there may be a promise before us, if we don't be fast and swift and very keen to hearing his voice and commit ourselves to prayer, a posture of prayer, I believe we're going to miss a lot of things. I also believe 2014 will not be a year that you have to fight for it. You're not going to have to wait for it. You're going to have to walk for it. All you got to do is ask for it this year. And he's going to give us, according to 37 Psalm verse 4, the desires of our heart. So that's what I believe. Matter of fact, I never noticed it. I just noticed it. 37:4 Psalms say, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. 3 + 7 + 4.
Absolutely.
It's 14. Yeah, I just recognize that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I believe that. If we ask for it, God's going to do it this year.
Well, that's one of the things that people misunderstand about the prophetic. My bishop always says you have to participate in your prophecy. How do we not get confused, you know, what's going to drop down out of the clouds from heaven and how much work we have to do and how much prayer we have to do? How would we find that balance?
Well, you know, Deuteronomy 8:18 didn't say he gives us wealth. He said he gives us the power to get the wealth.
Right.
And I think a lot of people are looking for something to come out of the sky. But you got to stir up that gift. You have to pay for your prophecy. You have to know when your prophetic word comes, the battle is not over. The battle just begins. You have to pray against sabotage spirits, hindering spirits, blocking spirits, spirits that come to hinder the word of the Lord over your life. Paul told Timothy to wage a warfare over his prophecy. You have to fight for your prophetic word. Pray that thing into being. Speak it into, you know, if God's going to give you a job, you got to at least put in an application.
Absolutely.
If God's going to get you a car, you got to at least go to the dealership. You know, you have to position yourself. Faith without works is dead. So I believe that if people are not slow for this year and really posture themselves in a place of prayer, God is going to give us the desires of our heart. I do believe also that there's a great angel of death that's going to fly this year. You know, I'm one of those prophets that prophets are bad stuff, too, so don't like me. But I do believe that a great spirit of death is going to fly this year. But those who are in prayer and are under the blood, you know, the death angel will pass by. It's a year of elevation. It's a year of legacy. So there's a great preacher that's going to shift this year. He's going to transition from this side to the other side. But it'll be a year of legacy and elevation. So I'm just preparing for what God is doing.
And, Prophet, we're talking about this Prophetic Breakthrough Conference. What, and you just mentioned something, you said you prophesy bad stuff, too. And I know that the prophetic in general is misunderstood. And I know, you know, having followed you, you're often misunderstood. What is something in general that you want people to understand about the prophetic?
Well, I think people need to understand that when the prophet is sent into your life, it's either to bless you or to curse you. Hebrews 4:12 declares the word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. The same word that comes to bless is the same word that comes to curse. If you obey the word, you get the blessing. If you disobey the word, you get the curse. Warning comes before destruction. I think people must understand that there are some times, just the other day, God gave me a prophetic word, and everybody was asking me for details. Well, I can only say what God gives. Sometimes he gives me details, sometimes he doesn't. 1 Corinthians 14:13 say we know in part and we prophesy in part. So I think people must understand that we don't control the gift. God controls the gift. God reveals what he wants to reveal, and he reveals to redeem. If God reveals something to me and it happens, we pray. If we revealed it to me and nothing happened, we still pray. Sometimes we can pray and stop it. Sometimes we can pray and can't stop it. But God reveals to redeem. God is telling me for the last year and a half, that there's a death coming that's going to send our country into an upheaval. He won't tell me who it is. I wish he'd tell me. Mm-hmm. But he won't tell me. He's God. And, you know, I'm not his counselor. He's mine. And so he does what he wants to do. So I just think people need to understand that prophets are not psychics. We're not warlocks. We don't prophesy through media. We prophesy by the Spirit of God. God reveals when he gets ready, and he hides when he gets ready. Elijah says, the Lord has hid this thing from me. God can hide when he chooses.
He's Prophet Brian Carn. He's going to be at the Prophetic Breakthrough Conference in Sanford, North Carolina, that extends through the 13th of January. Now, for more information, you can call 412-952-5795 or 919-478-6884. We'll give you those numbers again, but make sure you go check out Prophet Brian Carn, in addition to Bishop Eric McDaniel, Bishop Joseph Hargo, Prophet Manasseh Jordan, and Dr. Jamal Bryan. It's the Prophetic Breakthrough Conference, January, well, now 8th through 13th in Sanford. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, Prophet.
Thank you, I accept.